Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Angel Antics. We are so happy you're here tonight. We are very, very thrilled. We didn't announce it, but we are going to have a special guest tonight, and that'll be James P. Jackson Jr. And I will let DC tell you a little bit more about him. But for now, this is Eileen Powers and my co-host, DC Love. DC, are you there?
I am, Eileen. Thank you so much. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Yes, we do have a beautiful guest tonight, James P. Jackson, Jr. He is one of my Facebook friends, and he's also a spiritual minister, a professional life coach, and intuitive at Spirit Coach JP, and a recruiter. And he studied spiritual counseling at the American Institute of Holistic Theology. James, are you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi. You know what? Maybe you can give everyone a little bit more about you.
Sure. So I am an interfaith minister. I studied holistic theology. I also have a bachelor's in organizational leadership. I'm very, very passionate about the spiritual conversation and spiritual dialogue. And spirituality has always been a part of my life, even though I've only been on the planet for about 31 years. And my connection to spirit has always been a very, very strong one, hence my passion for it. And I was born intuitive and empath, and I do connect with the angels. And occasionally, and I do say occasionally, I will connect with loved ones on the other side, although I'm not always as comfortable with that. That's why I always say occasionally. But I'm very, very much passionate about bringing the awareness of our unique connection to the totality of who we are, which we are spiritual beings. And so, you know, that's what I'm passionate about. That's my life path and my life purpose. And I'm just really grateful to be able to share it in this way.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. Well, welcome to Angel Antics. Some angels. And, you know, I kind of do the same thing. Once in a while, I get someone's loved one come through and get a little message. But, you know, I'm never sure if it's my own talk or someone else's until I get that real chill down one side or the other or up on the top of my head, down my back. And then I know it's definitely a loved one popping in. So, it's just kind of the experience that you get. So, DC, I believe you had said earlier that you might have had a prayer for us. Did you?
No, I actually didn't, Eileen. I didn't have a prayer session this evening. I just, you know what, I was going to just read the channeling I had from Mother Mary, but being that we have a guest, I think we'll just use the time to, you know, help others.
All right. Well, I still like to open up with something. So I'd like everybody to just kind of drop into their heart space and open up that heart space, that heart chakra, and open it up to love. And as you do, I want you to go down through your body. And I want you to root 5 miles down and 5 miles out to Mother Earth so that we're all grounded and stable and comfortable within ourselves and within our body. Bring that energy back up into your heart space. Send that energy back through your throat chakra so that the question that you ask or that the things that you say, including us readers, say what it is that you're meant to hear from your divine. Send that energy up through your third eye, up through the crown of your head, and on all the way on up to heaven, and connect with your divine spirits, guides, guardians, and loved ones, and bring that God energy and that Christ consciousness back down into your heart space, and let's start with our first caller.
Thank you, Eileen.
Beautiful.
Thank you. All right, caller from the 850 area code. Who are we speaking to tonight?
Sheila? Hello?
Yes, hi, hi Sheila. Yeah. Eileen, can you hear her?
Yeah.
Oh, Eileen, are you
sorry,
with us?
Yes, my phone's being funny. I have a call coming in, and I'm trying to deny it, but it wasn't
okay,
working
we have
out.
Sheila on the line. Yes,
all
I'm
right.
Here.
Hi, Sheila. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I was concerned about the company I work for. They're having a meeting next week, and I believe they're going to I'm not sure if they're going to cut some people or not, so I was wondering if you could give me some insight about it.
Okay,
all right.
Sheila, this is DC, and the first thing the angels are saying, you are anxious about the situation, but worry, like worrying is never going to help things, okay?
Okay.
And just focus on what you can control and let the rest just go, you know, just let it be, okay?
Okay.
We should never, like, worry or focus on the things that we cannot control, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting, there's going to be a lot of positive coming into your life right now.
Okay.
Okay,
good.
So please, you know, resonate with this beautiful positive energy.
All right.
I see for you specifically, things are going to go, like, really, really well. So you've got to just, you know, you've got to connect with this beautiful, beautiful energy. I'm getting there's going to be a situation around you that is ending. You're going to finally feel free. There's beautiful new opportunities that await you. There's going to be a lot of happiness. And this is really going to be a time for you to put the past behind you, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting there is something new and better coming in the way of work.
Okay.
Okay. Just trust, hon, that you do have the ability that you need to fulfill this position, okay? So
right.
That's what I'm getting with, like, the endings and new beginnings.
All
and
right.
I'm getting just make a wish because your dreams are coming to reality, hon, okay?
Oh, great.
And with that being
Thank
said,
you.
We have Archangel Jophiel with us, and Archangel Jophiel's message is one of unconditional love. And when you said your name, there was beautiful hearts, like, all around you. And
oh, wow.
The message is just be that which you seek. Give that which you ask for and receive all you wish to give. There are no conditions, no limitations. There is only love. And what I'm getting with love, I don't know if you're in a relationship with someone, but I'm getting like romance, true romance, joy, happiness. So I'm seeing that around you too, hon.
Oh, good.
Okay, so I don't know, you know, like I said, if you are in a relationship or if you're looking for
oh,
one,
no,
but
not.
I feel like
no.
it's coming.
I'm looking for one.
Okay, well, it's coming. And just know
oh.
in regard to work, honey, you are doing well on your chosen path. But, of course, there is, like, still more to do. And your family on the other side, they see you as this beautiful star. And they want you
really?
To really just embrace the beautiful person you are. Step into the spotlight. It's where you belong. And be the person, you know, that you're meant to be.
Okay,
and you
wonderful.
Have so much from the other side. So just, you know, just go for it. And now we're going to continue with the readings, and we have our special guest. He's going to continue on with the reading. James?
Hi.
Hi, James.
How are you?
Oh, great. Now I'm even better.
Good. What more can I have to, you know, because I see exactly what DC sees. And what I would like to add is that are you currently in some sort of spiritual practice, like meditation, yoga, or anything of that?
I've been trying to meditate. It's not easy for me. I've tried for years.
Okay. Okay. So there are different types of meditation, and those different
mm-hmm.
and there are some meditation forms that resonate with others, and then there are some that just don't. But I would encourage you to seek out a meditation that really resonates with you, be it guided meditation, perhaps a walking meditation. Walking meditation is one of my favorites because I'm a thinker and I'm always on my feet. And when I'm walking, sometimes it's really
mm-hmm.
easy for me to kind of lose that attachment to thought and really step into presence. And so I'm going to encourage you to find a meditation that resonates with you or meditation form that resonates with you because right now it's really important for you to stay grounded. And it's really important for you to connect with the loving energy of the earth, okay, and to release some of the fears and the worries and the doubts that you're carrying right now, especially as it pertains to your career path. Okay, get into the grass, get into the outdoors, and really breathe and release it to Mother Earth and allow her to comfort you and to nurture you. We're part of the earth too. Even though we're spiritual beings, we have an embodiment, and this earth is actually a loving organism, and it's always there to support us, especially with issues like this, because we have to remember that the earth is the symbol of abundance, okay, and you're worried about abundance. And so I want you to reconnect with the symbol of abundance, which is the earth. So really think about considering a meditation practice and something involving the earth, like being outdoors or walking, and really let go of those fears and those worries and those doubts. Because just like DC says, you know, I too see that you have some amazing opportunities up for you. And it's more than just a gift. It's something that you've actually manifested. These are things
really?
That you've called into your experience. Yeah, these are things that you've called into your experience. Because now you know what you don't want. You know, we know that in law of attraction, we know what we don't want. And by knowing what we don't want, we automatically launch and create for ourselves what we do want. What keeps us stuck is when we're focused on what we don't want. And so that's why I'm asking you and encouraging you to really get out and meditate so that you can reconnect with Mother Earth and let go of those negative doubts and those fears and those worries, and to get clear and centered about this new phase that you're entering. You know, I did pull a card for you too, and one of the cards I pulled is from the Ascended Masters deck, and it's the card of Jesus. And so I do know that you have a connection to this archetype, the master teacher Jesus.
Yes.
And this message is the open your heart to love. And we know that that love is unconditional. And so we know that we can have any and everything we want that makes us feel great, that makes us feel whole, that makes us feel alive. This is a new phase for you. You're going into a new phase. And so embrace it. Open your heart to love. Let go of the doubt. Let go of the worry. And develop the trust.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Oh,
thank you, DC.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Sheila, what I have for you is there's really some inspiration going on that has to do with your passion. But events have kind of been moving a little fast lately. But delays are really going to be over, so don't worry about it. Just know that, you know, things are happening too fast for a reason. And it's because it's really going to be there's an exciting opportunity that's moving forward for you that's going to advance you in your career. It's time to really, you know, change things up right now and make things happen. Also, I saw some of the things that James told you before he even mentioned it. I had heard it too, that actually walking meditation, it really is the best choice for you. It's the best type.
Oh, thank you.
Right now, you really need to drop in and just, you know, really learn about yourself. It's your time for self-discovery. It's your time to open up. It's actually your time to really move forward within your own spiritual teaching. You're a very magical person. You have this ability about you that as long as you have really, really clear intentions, you really have been able to create your own reality. And so just know that that is part of the divine gift of you, the divine essence that you are. And it does take some developing and teaching and working on it, just like anything of value does. But right now, it really is time for you to open up and blossom. It's don't give up and just really move forward on yourself, on the spiritual path. I just keep hearing that, whether it be through meditation, whether it be through walking through nature, grounding yourself, you know, asking the angels and saints. Imagine yourself walking with Jesus. As James said, Jesus is really one of the guides that is with you. And so open yourself up to that Christ consciousness and treat yourself first with that type of love and kindness, because that's going to bring you forward quicker than even some of the acts of serving others.
is to really love yourself with that Christ consciousness. But I really do see this as a great beginning for you. You're very sensitive. Try to right now avoid any harsh relationships, any harsh environments, anything that isn't serving your greater purpose, because there is an expansion on this earth going on right now, and you're one of those that are being called to move forward, and it's time to step up and step up your pace, as it says in the beginning of, you know, as I've got in the beginning of your reading, that things are moving really fast. You have to step up your pace to keep up with it. And that's the message that I have for you tonight, Sheila.
Oh, thank you so much. Good message.
You're welcome.
Thank
you,
everybody.
Thank you for calling. We're thrilled to have you here. And
thank you, everyone.
Again real soon. All right.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And let's see here. My board is switching up on me like crazy. Okay, the next caller I have here is from the 740 area code.
Good evening, my beautiful angels. How are you tonight?
Great. And who am I speaking to?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Welcome. How are things?
Going really, really well. Really well.
Great, great. I know, you know, a little bit about your story, and, you know, I'm really thrilled that things have come out the other side the way that we all prayed and put our intentions towards. Would you like to share a little bit of that with our other listeners?
I was diagnosed about a month ago with breast cancer. I went through, unfortunately, the biopsy, and it was definitely cancer. Went through the surgery, and I chose to just have, they called it a lumpectomy, which I didn't have a lump, I had clusters, and they removed the whole section. The pathologist came back with a report that the cancer was completely removed, and I had a little bit of pain for about a week, and I've been doing absolutely wonderful.
Great.
They did want me to continue with. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
They wanted me to continue with medication for 5 years and with radiation, but there's only a 20% chance that it would ever come back, which is an 80% chance it won't. And all the side effects from the radiation and the medication, I'm not doing either. I'm leaving it in God's hands.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. And I see you as whole and healthy. And I'm just really honored that, you know, I was able to be part of your prayer warriors throughout this event that went on for you.
And I appreciate that so much.
Come out the other side, and that's just awesome. I know some of our other listeners know you too, and I hope they were putting their power of prayer into your better health too. Anyway, really glad to hear that. Do you have a question for us tonight? We have a special guest.
I have a million questions, so it just
well,
anything
well, you
know, in general.
The question is, you only get one tonight. You only get
I know. just a general. If anything should come up for any of you, that would be fantastic.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Eileen.
DC?
Yes. So, good evening. It's so nice to connect with you.
You too, DC.
I actually had an opportunity on Wednesday. I went to a healing mass, and I prayed for everyone's intentions. And you, of course, are among them.
Thank you.
The place that I went to is filled with miracles. It's a beautiful church where, I mean, nothing is... Of course, as we know, nothing is, you know, too big for God, Jesus, Mother Mary. And so if you can message me on Facebook your address, I'd like to send you a little something.
Okay.
Okay, hon?
I will definitely do that.
I get what Eileen got. I'm getting it, you know, I'm getting the word recovery, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So just believe in that. And make sure that you, you know, just
every day wake up and say, you know, I'm healthy. I feel wonderful. Okay?
Yeah.
Connect with your joy, because the joy is really going to be important right now. It's going to increase your vitality, and it's very, very beneficial in, you know, your energy and your health. It's really going to increase your health, okay?
Okay.
So just remain joyful and grateful for everything that you have in your life, and you're going to attract more and more, you know, happiness and joy and beautiful health, Sue. Okay? So make sure that you, I don't know if you have like a gratitude list, and just, you know, get up every day. You could, you know, write it down or just say a couple things every day that you're grateful for. And just stay right now in the here and now, hon, okay?
Okay.
And the angels, like I said, I do see a happy outcome for you. I think you could benefit from a little bit more fresh air and a massage.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and just invite the angels in. Of course, you know, Archangel Raphael, he's our healing angel. And he doesn't want you to... Have you given away, like, your authority to others?
Yes.
Okay, well, you've got to take it back, and he and the other angels are going to help you with that, okay, because you've been a little confused lately. And Archangel Raphael, you know, as you ask him to come in, he is going to guide you. And you've been dreaming about life changes, and you're asked to really, like, you know, step onto your path and make those life changes. And when you said, you know, hi, this is Sue Hunt, I saw a beautiful rainbow around you.
Oh, how awesome.
Okay, so you are connected to the angels. You're connected to spirit, okay? And just, I don't know if you get outside and walk, but I, you know, like a walking meditation or just walking, connecting with Mother Earth, you know, hug a tree.
I need to do that more again.
Really healing, and it helps, you know, the divine energy to pour into your body, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, get out. And just, you know, smell the smells that you get in nature, the beautiful smells, hon, okay?
All right.
And another message that I'm getting is the angels want you to call on your healer guides. We have, you know, all different kinds of guides. And this is going to help you, you know, your physical, your emotional, your spiritual, and your mental state, okay?
Okay.
And just, I know that, you know, everyone has fears, and it's normal, but you're asked to really turn all of those fears over at this time now, you know, to your healing guides, okay, Sue?
Okay.
And they're going to come in, and they're going to help you, they're going to guide you, and just, you know, follow what you get, and you've got to be proactive, okay?
Yes.
But just know that you will be on the right path, and everything is just going to, like, flow. I'm getting flow freely, okay?
Good.
Also getting that, you know, you have family on the other side, and they're trying to guide you as well. And just listen to the guidance that you're getting. Listen to that beautiful little voice within, okay?
All right.
And you're going to hear your family, you're going to feel the answers, and you're going to know exactly what to do. And we have an angel with us, and he's considered to be the mighty one, and he's going to help you to overcome obstacles.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and what you have right now is just like something that sort of is trying to attempt to distract you from your path.
Yes.
Okay? So just know, even though you may stumble, like, you know, for a moment or so, all you have to do is stop, breathe, and release anything that you're holding on to. Okay? And just look at the choices that you have before you and know that it is really time, you know, to release all that no longer serves you. Okay?
All right.
As well, it's time of forgiveness, to forgive yourself and others. And just keep, you know, walking one foot in front of the other, Sue. And I'm getting that all, you know, all shall be made well again.
Good.
Okay? God bless you, hon. And that's my message for you this evening. And I'm going to turn you over to James. And please, like I said, message me with your address.
I will. Thank you, DC.
Love and light, hon. God bless.
All right, James, are you there? Uh-oh, did I lose him? You know me and that button pushing.
Eileen, is he on mute?
There he is.
Because sometimes we
I can hear nothing. Maybe I did. I don't know how I did that. James, are you there?
I am. Hi. No, it was totally not you. My call dropped, and so I had to call back in, but I heard everything.
Oh, okay.
I did. How are you, Sue?
I'm doing very well, James. How are you?
I'm okay. No, it wasn't totally not you, Miss Aline. Miss Sue,
James, you know, when you were dropped, I actually could hear you laughing.
I admit that's because I was.
Yeah, but the thing is, you were not gone. But I could still hear you. Okay, anyway, what do you have for Sue? I didn't want to interrupt, but I couldn't help it. Go ahead.
Oh, no. That was so beautiful. No, you know, I identify with your story so much because, like you, my mother is also a survivor of breast cancer. And I was guided to pull a few cards. And I love the message DC gave you because these cards actually validate exactly what she was saying to you.
Wonderful.
You're coming into a new phase of your life like the previous caller. Are you familiar with a song? The song just kept playing in my head as soon as you called in. There's a song, it says, "I Hope You Dance." It's by Leanne Womack. Are you familiar with this song?
Not really.
Okay. When you get an opportunity, I would really encourage you to look up this song. It's "I Hope You Dance." And
okay.
It's a song of victory. It's a song between girlfriends. She's giving words of encouragement to her girlfriend who's been going through hell in her life. And she's finally come to a place in her life where she's finally ready to let go. And to let go of all the things that she's been doing to contribute to the hell she's been in. And it's her friend telling her, "I really hope that you seize this opportunity for the rest of your life to live life in accordance to what really makes you happy, what really makes you strong. Hence, I hope you dance." And I think that's a really important message for you because I think that this is exactly where you're headed into. This is you now. This is you being able to dance. One of the cards that I pulled is the card about correct vision. I think you know exactly when DC talked about you giving your authority and power away.
Yeah.
I think you know exactly some of the situations and people that you've allowed to take advantage of your kindness, to take advantage of your patience, of your generosity. I think you know some of those situations that you put yourself into.
Yeah.
And I think with this challenge to your health, it's brought you to a place of clarity in that now you're ready to own who you are. You're ready to own the word no. And you're ready to really, really live life according to your terms. And I think that's going to be really important moving forward, especially in terms of your health and your well-being. Because the other card I pulled was detach from the drama. It's time to let it go. You're not that person anymore.
Okay.
And some folks are going to have to be responsible for their life experience because right now it's so imperative for you to live the life that you want to live. You have a right to do so. It's your inherent right to be happy and to be free and to be joyous. That doesn't mean that challenges won't come. It just means that your relationship to challenge changes. Your relationship to the challenge changes. You take responsibility for what you can do. And just like you said, you leave the rest in God's hands, and you keep it moving. You put a smile on your face, and you dance. You enjoy yourself. You enjoy your life. And
okay.
One other card that I pulled was the Follow Your Heart card, and this card is really encouraging you to do so. Follow your heart. Follow those things that you're really interested about, those things you want to learn. Taste the food that you've never tasted before. You know, have a little wine if you can. Really enjoy yourself. Enjoy your company and enjoy the people that make you feel strong, okay, because you were entitled to do so.
Okay, great.
Good.
Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, James. What I have for you, Sue, is that wishes do come true. And that all the concerns that you've had here in the past, they're just going to fade away. And life is just going to become a love story for you.
And this doesn't mean a relationship love story. It just means that you are going to have a love of life story to tell, that it is just going to be uplifting to others. You have a message to deliver to others, part of the experience that you've gone through. But in order to reach this, you do need to spend time in some quiet meditation and really reaching deep into yourself and writing the things down in which you've experienced, especially in the emotional realm of that. Overall, your family has been very supportive through all this. They've been fantastic, and it's really built up a lot of trust within each other and within the whole family unit. There has been a great spirit of support, trust, and love. And that is, it's something that was always there, but through what you've gone through, it's definitely been assured and reassured over and over again.
Yes.
But for you, though, you actually have come through this with divine knowledge. And with that divine knowledge, you know, we're both the student and the teacher, and so now you're going to be expected to teach this lesson to others of what you've been through. And just know that you have all the gifts to do this. It's just a matter of developing that sense and developing one's, you know, which I know this has brought you through to more and more development of yourself in that spiritual way. But you're really asked to spend the time to do this. It is time for you to give a lot of fertility into your ideas, your projects, your creativity, whether it be artwork, whether it be writing, whether it be about you. It needs to be about you. This journey you've given to others for so long, and through what you've just gone through and come out the other side, one of those lessons that I'm being told that you were to learn is about loving yourself. And it was alluded to back actually at the very beginning of it, which is that for you to have that love of life and love of yourself for life and nurturing yourself, nurturing your creativity. It's really time to spend time with yourself and develop those innermost tiny things that bring you the greatest joy. And those are the things that you may not have walked upon those paths yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been taking the time for everybody else. And this is a lesson that's brought you forth to tell you that you must take the time for yourself and nurture those things. Nurture those, honor your cycles, honor the cycle of the earth, the rhythms that are happening all around you. As DC said, go out, get yourself a massage or, you know, a sauna or a day at the spa. You know, take a mud bath or something crazy, you know, something different that most people would normally do. And really nurture yourself, love yourself. That's going to help you on your development. But this is, it's your time. You are of divine knowledge. You have divine knowledge. You have been a student, and now you are a teacher. And that's the message
awesome.
I have for you today.
That's awesome. I know... since I've gone through this, I've been opening myself up more. And the last week, it seems like every single place I go to, I'm connecting with spirits that are in that area again.
Yes.
And I was out in the backyard the other day, and I caught a whole family of orbs and was able to catch a recording on my phone. I couldn't understand what was being said, but
right.
I can feel it coming back more and more and more, where I'm able to connect again fully with the other side.
And just remember, sometimes those messages come in many different, we have many different clairs, and so we may be expecting to hear words when all of a sudden we just have a knowing. And you kind of look around like, why do I know that? Where did it come from?
But that's one of your clairs. So don't forget that sometimes just knowing things is part of the message delivered. All right?
Okay. I will remember that.
That's beautiful, too, and I look forward to continuing to grow with you, work with you, be a student and a teacher with you. So thanks
for
calling.
Thank you all so
You're
much.
Welcome.
You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
God bless. Very great.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
God bless.
God bless. Angel Antics are here for you. All right. And that was our friend Sue. The next caller I have is from the 914 area code. If I can move my little scanner down here. 914, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it happened. I probably pressed 1. I just wanted to listen to you lovely ladies and your lovely guest. It's Kat. I was listening.
Well, welcome. For reading. It's been a long time since you've called in for a reading. You're always welcome.
Aw, thank you, Piers. Aw, that's so precious of you. Thank you.
Well, DC knows Kat very well, just as I do. And James
is a
good friend of ours, Kat, and that called in on occasion. And so, DC, go ahead.
Yes, Kat, thank you so much for calling in, and it's always a pleasure to connect with you.
Thank you. My pleasure. My pleasure. You all are just so amazing.
Oh.
I'm truly blessed to have you in my life.
Oh, thank you, Kat. You are as well. Well, you know what? The first message is from the Angel of Harmony, and you're asked just to be at peace, Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be peaceful and just think, you know, what does that mean to you, okay? Whether it's sitting out, you know, in silence, whether it's dancing, whatever it means to you, you're supposed to do that. And just let all your thoughts and your emotions just float away from you. And just try to focus a little bit more so on your breathing. And allow your physical body to just get rid of all that stress and all that tension that you're holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just try to stay in the moment and just be at peace, okay? So that's the first message that I have for you, hon. Okay. And I'm just getting... I saw, like, beautiful red flowers around you, poppies. Beautiful color of these flowers, they're filled with beautiful energy, vitality, and power, and they draw in prosperity and money into your life, okay?
Okay.
So just envision these beautiful flowers. And let them come in and help you with different issues that you're going through. And I'm getting that, you know, visualize this beautiful color like the poppies have within them and allow this color to be absorbed in your body. And whatever you're holding on to, whether it's physically or mentally, you know, let it be cleared away with the beautiful color of these beautiful flowers. And as you do connect, you have divine guidance coming over, and I see a beautiful, like, healing light, the same color as the poppies, and they're just clearing your, you know, your physical body, your mental body, your vibration, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I feel that your dad is here. He's coming in, hon, and he's saying that he wants you, really, you tell everybody, like, how wonderful they are, how beautiful, but he wants you every morning to go in front of the mirror and say, you know, that you love yourself. I love you, Kat. And he wants you to just be reminded that he's with you while you're saying that. And as you say it, love yourself unconditionally, okay?
Okay.
He wants you to do that. And I'm seeing, you know, like the moon, and we have Archangel Haniel. She's associated with the moon cycle. And there's going to be a beautiful opportunity for you, Kat, that, you know, that you're going to face your fears, you're going to grow stronger. And all you have to do is just listen to what you're getting intuitively. Kat, you're very psychic. And you too are very intuitive. And at this time, everything is at a more heightened state. So listen to what you're getting during your waking state as well as in your dream state, Kat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting
messages
from your dad.
So try to maybe have a journal near your bedside, and when you wake up, you know, write it down. He's going to give you, like, the information that you need, and it's going to be, like, motivation for you. He's going to provide you with a lot of motivation. So please, like you said, keep a journal bedside, Kat. And the last message I have is this is a beautiful time of renewal for you, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, everything is coming, like, you know, full circle. I see things being completed for you.
Thank you.
Okay, and just like, look over, you know, all of your plans and everything. Review the past and all, everything that has brought you to this beautiful moment. Okay? So your dad is there, and he's with you as well. Like I said, he's helping you, you know, to complete everything. I know that, you know, what you've been going through, and this is a time of growth for you, Kat, and like spiritually you're evolving as well.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. I've really, really resonated with everything you said. Seriously.
Well, you know
yeah.
what? Hold on, because you have James and then you have Eileen, hon, and thank you so much for calling us. God bless, Kat. I love you.
Thank God bless you. Thank you, Casey. I love you, too. You're amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I love your laugh.
Thank you.
It's contagious.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm sending DC a virtual high five because there was this masculine energy that came with you. And I was debating with myself. I said, well, I'm not going to acknowledge that. I'm not going to. I told you I don't do the mediumship thing. I'm just not going to do that. And I'm just so glad that she kind of touched on it, because I do have to acknowledge that I have to be in integrity and acknowledge that there is a masculine energy with you. And this particular presence, I wasn't sure if it was a spirit guide or a loved one that had passed or transitioned, but this particular energy is really helping you to be assertive with saying yes to yourself more, saying yes to yourself, because I also see that Archangel Michael is with you, and Archangel Michael is doing a lot of work in terms of causing you to remember how safe and loved you are, and that you have the power to choose, that you have the power to say yes to yourself, and you have the power to say no to everything that disempowers you and everything that feels disempowering. And this particular masculine energy is also there assisting you in saying yes to more of what you enjoy, saying yes to more to the very situations and things and people that inspire you, and being okay with letting go of the situation, people and things that don't necessarily inspire you. So I have to acknowledge that for you. And also, your spirit guides also talked a little bit about your life path, period, your soul's journey. And they talked about how, and that's why, you know, I'm really excited that DC touched on that too, about you evolving. Because in this particular incarnation, you are ready to become the free-spirited individual that you've always wanted to be. Okay?
Wow.
You're ready to step out there and be the free-spirited individual you always wanted to be. Now, with that, that means that you're going to love unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have unconditional love for yourself and unconditional love for everyone. You're the type of individual where anyone can talk to you and you won't judge them and you won't possess them.
Yeah.
Your love will be that freeing. And that's the road, that's the journey, that's who you are, that's who you're becoming, that's your unfolding, that's your actualization. You are becoming an example of unconditional love. You can tell me anything, I won't judge you, I don't judge myself, and I'm not going to control you or possess you.
Wow.
And in that way, you are a bringer of love, you are a bringer of light. So, you know, the things that you're going through, some of the challenges that you go through, and some of the challenges that may come up, please understand that the challenges aren't there to weigh you down. The challenges are there so that you can practice being unconditional love, so that you can resonate with everyone's story. You can say, you know what? I wasn't in that situation exactly, but I had something similar to that. Because I had something similar to that, I can't judge you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't judge you, but you can come and talk to me, and I'm going to love on you and let you go. Okay, and so you are such a huge light worker. I honor that in you. I honor your spirit. I honor your journey. And I'm excited about what's to come for you.
Wow. Well, thank you. I honor your
journey. You're very welcome.
and you're like, thank you, thank you. Wow.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited for you, and please keep laughing with everyone. That's beautiful. It's like music.
I will. Thank you.
That's beautiful, Jane. Thank you so much. Well, Kat, I have something just a little bit different than what DC and James have had. And that is that you've actually had this situation that's kind of been going on that just is just kind of been snowballing and, you know, things are not moving ahead for it. You've been having trouble making a decision. And, you know, one of the ways to really, you know, get through some of that is to always, you know, always take a little bit more playful of a perspective on things. But overall, you've really had a lot of really strong emotions about it. It's been making you feel really upset. And, you know, really you're on that pathway of seeking a lot of truth. And so in order to do that, just step back and take the time to look at the other person's perspective and see the truth of their perspective because we each have one. What we see in truth is always from our own vision because that is the truth to us. That is the truth that affects us. But the truth to someone else is also their truth. And so looking at their, you know, looking at their point of view and stuff, you know, kind of might stop the delay on this decision that you've been trying to make because it really is very, very important decision that you need to stand forth. You do, though, with that said, you do need to trust your own feelings and especially your intuition in this situation because they are very accurate and very valid. So let go of your self-doubt. And, you know, even though I said for you to look at the point of view of someone else's and view it from someone else's, just remember that even though you have to face other people's opinions, this is a situation that, you know, no doubt in the end that you're going to have to face and come to terms with, and you're going to have to feel comfortable with it. And if it's abrasive to your spiritual sensitivity, then you have to walk through it and you have to come through it with your truth and the truth that you can live with on it. Because if you don't, it'll be just too overwhelming. You are really called upon to not to shrink, not to, even though it'd be easier to be a coward, to shrink, to, you know, empathize with the other person and you know, just allow things to happen. It's really not what is meant to be. You're really meant to look at the both sides of the situation and come through it with your own spiritual choice and your own decision because you are very intuitive and you are receiving, I mean, we know you are receiving those messages. Make sure that you know, if there's other people in the situation that you ask for their support. But it will come around. And I also really am hearing that the other people will actually come around to your viewpoint, your perspective. Make sure that you go ahead and assume the leadership role in this because ultimately I'm hearing it is your decision. And so you get to accept that leadership role in that situation. Know that these are really new perspectives, but that heightened psychic ability is really going to bring you through. So ask your spirit guides, as James said, you know, your dad's there to give you that support, that strength. Ask him for that support and strength. He's gone beyond. He has an ability to see more of the broader picture than we do as humans in this everyday life. So please, you know, consult and ask. Ask your guides and guardians and listen to your answers. I'm also hearing that you haven't been drinking enough water and you need to drink more water. If you drink more water, these answers actually, by having a higher level of water within one's body, allows the water to vibrate. And that's one way that some of us do receive our messages is feeling that physical body vibrate. And one of those ways of feeling that is actually to add more water to your body, you know, even more so than, but that is the message that I have for you. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, I believe the decision is around this gentleman. His name begins with an R. That's who I believe it's referring to. Yeah, and I was actually just before, as I was walking, it was funny. I was walking, and you all were talking about walking meditations, and I was walking and listening to the show. And yeah, that's what. And I felt like it would be easier to shrink and say, "Here, you take leadership." But yeah, maybe in the long run, I couldn't handle that. So it totally resonates. Yes. You all are just.
And I have to tell you, I even hear your voice coming through right now, stronger and more powerful, that you are gaining the inner strength that you need by hearing these words. So I commend you for that. Stand in your power and stand in your strength. You are a beautiful, powerful soul, and know that you have your place and you get to stand in it. Nobody gets to push you out of it. All right?
Wow, thank you. Thank you. God bless you all. You're so amazing. Thank you.
All right.
Love you, Pat. Love you.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, Eileen, James, and DC. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, now I got to go back to button pushing here. I have what I believe is a Skype caller because I don't see a area code. It's a 111. Hi, who do I have on the line here at Angel Endings?
I think it's me, Stan.
Hi, Stan. Welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I do. I was just trying to figure out what direction to go in. I have two choices. I've been contacted by spirit to maybe go north, or my family wants me to go west.
All right.
Do you have any thoughts about any of that?
Hi, DC. Well, let's see what we get.
Hi, Stan. This is DC. How are you?
I'm doing well, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got like thumbs up really for both of them. So you really have to think about like what you want, where your happiness is going to be. But I wanted to say to you, Stan, that this is going to be a time for you for spiritual healing, okay? I feel like you might have something going on physically, and you have to, like, connect spiritually with this, okay? And just listen, you know, to what you're getting is what, you know, the angels were showing me. So what I'm getting for you, like, this for you is going to be, like, sort of I'm getting, like, you know, a tunnel of light at the end of the tunnel. I do see, like, relocation coming for you. Okay?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily relocation I'm looking for, but...
Okay.
So there's two different paths, basically.
I do see, like, lot of movement around you. So when there's movement, you're either going to relocate or you're going to travel. I feel like there's, like, a lot of high energy around you.
Okay.
Okay, and what I'm getting is you're still not seeing things the way that they are. You have to see things a little bit more objectively. And there's a need to be maybe, like, a little bit more positive in the situation.
All right.
And what I'm getting is, you know, you have to ask yourself, what is it that you want? What is it that you're trying to accomplish? And then think about it, and you're going to get solutions, okay? Invite the angels in, and they're going to, you know, come in and help you with this. You're going to get, like, a thumbs up from the angels, and you're going to hear their advice, and you're going to, you know, you're very intuitive. You're going to know what they're saying, okay? So what I'm getting is the word timing. You just have to be careful with the timing. And a little bit of the message that Eileen gave to Kat, I sort of have like a spillover with you that it's time for you to claim your personal power. Okay,
well,
I don't
that's
know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I'm getting that you really have to stand up for what you believe, Stan. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm trying to slow down, and Spirit keeps giving me more and more to do.
Well, because you are needed right now, Stan. You're so, so needed.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
And we have Archangel Metatron coming in, and he's
okay.
going to help you, like, into your power as well, you know. But you know, to do that, you've got to step out of your comfort zone a little bit, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And I'm getting, you know, Archangel Metatron, like I said, he feels like you still have a lot to accomplish. There's going to be success around you. So I really don't think it's a time to really slow down too much. And you could manifest whatever it is that you want at this time, Stan.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
You've got to think about that. You've just got to think about it, you know. And you have the skill that is, you know, that's necessary. You have the ability at this time to manifest whatever it is that you're wanting. You just have to focus on what you're wanting, okay?
Right.
And you have family on the other side that wants you to get out in nature and connect with them. I think, for me, it's feeling like it's a father figure.
Okay,
and,
probably. Yeah, I've been talking to him lately, so go on.
Okay, and I feel like your energy is like a little bit more subtle. It's a little bit lower than when it was when I last connected with you. So I don't know if you've been getting out as well, just connecting with Mother Earth and just maybe sitting, like, you know, under a tree, just relaxing a little bit.
Not as much as I want to. You know, I'm usually out, but this summer was so darn hot that I didn't get out into the woods and as much as I
okay.
really
well,
wanted
you really
to.
Okay,
you
really
got to
try to get out because we still have that beautiful weather, Stan.
Oh, it's
and
nice now.
And I'm getting
yeah.
that, you know, you haven't been really calling upon your spiritual helpers as much as, you know, you may have done in the past. And they're waiting for you to connect. They're just, you know, waiting for you to ask, you know, for them to come in. Okay?
Okay.
And what I'm getting is just, I'm getting like a cow around you. There's like a cow in the pasture. And allow
cow.
Her to come in, and she wants to help, and she has healing, and she has this beautiful nourishing power that she wants to, you know, surround you with. Okay? And
that's
when
beautiful.
You connect
yeah.
with the cow, you're going to have, like, really deep and peaceful sleep, Stan, okay?
Well, maybe we should go down to Bloomsburg Fair, huh? Connect with the cows down there.
Hey, whatever you feel guided to do, Stan, God bless you. But the last message that I have is that you have the angel of water around you. And, honey, it really is a time to move forward. You have choices to make, you know?
Okay,
so,
I do.
You've really got to, you know, you've got to sort of like breathe in between the moments and think about these choices. You know, you really have to be, you know, in the moment and stay conscious and, you know, a walking meditation, you know, during dream time, ask your guides to connect. Okay. But just, you know, be mindful of all that is before you is what I'm getting, Stan. I hope that made some sense to you. And with that being said, I'm getting the letters A and J around you.
A and J.
Yeah, so
okay.
just hold on to that. If it doesn't make sense now, it probably will down the line. Usually it's people, okay? It could be a first or a last name.
All right, sounds good.
Okay,
thank
I'm going
so
to turn
much.
You over to James. Don't hang up on us, Stan, okay?
We're not hanging up. Thank you, James. Hello. Thank you,
Hi, Stan. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm rarely home on a Friday evening. I just seem to go constantly. And for one reason, we do group meditations on Friday usually. And it was canceled for tonight because people were doing other things. And I ran into DC on Facebook and I said, where are you going? There's a show and I didn't know about it. So she gave me the number and I called in. So I'm here. There we go. Spirit sent me.
They certainly did. And it's so amazing because a lot of what DC was saying resonates with me in terms of message that's available to you right now. And here's something very practical because psychically, you know, I can't necessarily tell you which path to take because the choice is yours. But here's the advice. You always go with the path that excites you the most. So if you had to let go of all the opinions of other people, places, and things, all the responsibilities of other people, places, and things, if you had to let go of the logical mind, and be open to the creative mind, and you thought about these two particular paths, you have to really consider the path that's the most exciting to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the core, that's who and what we are. We are complete bliss. Okay? And whenever we're presented with an opportunity, whenever we're presented with an opportunity or path or choice, the rule of thumb is always to pick the thing that excites us the most, because in doing so, we're actually saying yes to ourselves. If we do anything less than that, then what we're really saying is yes to the fear and to the logic and to the embodiment. Okay? And not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but when you're traveling the path of spirituality, you want to maintain balance. We know that we have responsibilities, but we can't live a life that's completely dedicated to all the responsibilities. Sometimes we have to honor ourselves. We have to honor the true essence of who and what we really are. So as it relates to these particular two choices, I would encourage you to pick the path that excites you to the most, because in doing so, you're actually saying yes to yourself. Okay?
Hmm.
And there's also something else here. There's a connection with writing. I'm not entirely certain if you are an author, or if you're thinking about writing something, or you're thinking about writing some content, or if you do your best thinking and you go through the thought process through writing, but there's a strong connection with you in terms of writing. So I want to encourage you to pursue that. I don't know, if this is a project or something that you're already into, or if this is a part of your thought process, but please incorporate writing into your life more, because it's there. It's available to you. You have a way with words. You have a way with connecting with others through writing, and so it's really important for you in terms of that. Also, to piggyback off of something else that was said in terms of water, I really want you to drink more water. I know that that's something you're already doing, but there's a strong connection to water. And like DC said, there is an energy, there's a presence, there is the angel of water available to you. So perhaps maybe you need to spend some time in a tub full of water, candlelight, and a notepad, and get to writing, or to really think about some things through writing, to really process some things through writing and with the element of water, because there's a strong connection with the element of water for you. And we know that water is about movement. It's about life. It's the birthplace of life. And that's a soul essence of yours. Okay? Does this resonate with you?
Oh, James, I think you read my book. First of all, I write almost every day.
And I do
sit along running water. I sit along streams quite often. And
good,
I get inspiration from the movement of the water, and it basically talks to me.
So I sometimes
write messages what the water tells me to do, you know?
Oh, that's so beautiful.
My mind has lost its logic a long time ago.
Good.
The logical mind of God.
I love that. That's so beautiful.
I think DC can attest to that. You know, she knows me a little bit here, and that mind is way out there sometimes. So we live with it, though.
Perfect. So in regards to your original question, I would encourage you to pick the path that excites you the most. And I also have to acknowledge this connection that you have with Jesus. Okay, I have to acknowledge that connection. I don't know if a lot of the books that you're writing are content, you know, the content is about the physical form of Jesus or the esoteric teachings of Jesus, or if perhaps you're interested in stepping into that particular direction, but I have to acknowledge your connection. You have a strong connection to the teachings, the esoteric and metaphysical teachings of Jesus. And so I have to acknowledge that. That's what I have for you.
That's beautiful. My teachings have usually been on another path. I haven't really, not that I don't think about Jesus, but I haven't really thought in that direction before. I go other places, but that's interesting. I thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You have a great night.
You too.
Thank you, James. That was wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, Stan, what I have for you. So I use a few tools, and so I asked If you should go north or if you should go west, and more over one over the other, I actually got that you should go north, definitely more than west, although west was not a complete no. It was not nearly as powerful of a draw as going north. So that's my suggestion, is to go north. The next thing I have for you is that there's just been a little bit of things going on, a little bit of back and forth between a few people, and, you know, can even be construed as a drama if you wanted to, although it's not real dramatic, but it is a plight of wills. And basically you're being told to just detach yourself from the drama. It's just not worth dealing with, and you know, you just kind of have to stay away from that. It's not serving you. You just really need to lavish your abundance on giving birth to your own dreams and really, you know, really working with yourself. And this is really, Archangel Gabriel is coming through and giving me this message that you really need to focus on yourself and, you know, that divine communication.
Right.
Gabriel, to me, is what gives you voice. Also, Gabriel is the representation of flowing with the waters. So it really is amazing that you said that you are working with the waters, because I had already, you know, I had already prepared your reading before you know, gave that message. But I, too, mm-hmm. get that you are working with water, because anytime I see Archangel Gabriel, to me, that has to do with flowing of the waters. It has to do with our speech, our truthfulness of our speech, and the way that speech flows from our voice. It gives us our voice. And to me, that ebb and flow of the waters flowing in and out, it's part of what, when I speak to Archangel Gabriel in meditation, those are the things that I invoke. And she is who has come through with you tonight. Along with that, I wanted to tell you that there was, you've got some wishes, some dreams, some perspectives, and I'm here to tell you that your concerns can just fade away, because those wishes really are going to come true. And again, this is going to be about really loving the life you're living and living that dream. And allowing you to be you in that dream, and you know, giving voice through those flowing waters of Gabriel is really going to bring you forward with this. It's just what you're meant to do right now. But just know that you've got you too have to do your part. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have to really buckle down and get things done, and really honor the commitments that you've made. I'm being told that your guardian angel is there. You always have two. Sometimes they change. Sometimes the same one stays with you throughout. The same two will stay with you throughout your whole life. Or they can change. Both happens. But I'm being told that your guardian angels are with you right now, and you need to really rely on them each and every day to help you actually get the steps done. Not really, you know, Gabriel is going to kind of guide you on that path, help you flow with those waters, direction you with that speech, put voice to what it is you have to say. But it is your guardian angels that are going to be behind you with the pitchfork, poking you in the butt, going, come on, get done, come on, time to do it. Get a little more organized. Come on, take care of this stuff over here. You can get it done. So they're edging you along. And so ask for them when you feel like you're procrastinating a little bit, that things aren't really lining up, maybe your organizational skills are just, you know, like a dandelion that you just blew in the air. You know, it happens every once in a while. Those things do happen to the most organized people. So they're saying when that happens to you, call upon them and they will help you put things back together in orderly timing. And that's the message that I have for you tonight, Stan.
That's beautiful. A couple points quickly here I'll make. First of all, that guardian angel with the pitchfork might have a little devil in him or her. And secondly, there's quite a bit of drama going around me, but it doesn't really concern me at all. It's among friends, spiritual friends, that have seemed to have a little disagreements, and I'm not in the middle. I'm sort of detached from it, but I still listen to both sides. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like a sounding board at times, and that's okay. I can take that, but there is drama there. I appreciate your message, and the direction from the north was about writing a book, actually. The people from the north want me to write a book. So I don't know if I'll ever get to that, but we shall see. I appreciate all three of you. You're great. And you have a wonderful
all
night,
right.
Okay?
And all I'll right, you too. Thank you so much for calling in.
God bless, Stan.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. We've still got a little bit of time here. Let me look at my list and see who appears next. All right. This caller is from the 916 area. 916, welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I'm getting despondent because I've been trying to find a job for quite a while, and I have call center experience, mainly in the medical insurance field. And I had a 90-minute interview on the 9th and haven't heard a word. And then I had an interview scheduled for this past Monday, and it was supposed to be with three supervisors. And I went in there nicely dressed, had my resume, and then I was greeted by two people that said they were team leads and that they would interview me, and they couldn't have acted more bored. So I'm not counting on what they might have stated. I was very professional, and I'm getting quite worried. Do you see me finding work soon and work that'll last me a few years?
All right. Well, let's see what we've got and what your angels want you to know.
Okay.
Hi, Wendy. This is DC.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Okay. The first thing, when you said hi, my name is Wendy, I felt like your feet were like they were sort of stuck in like quicksand. And that means like you're stuck in regard to your situation. You're feeling stuck, okay? And the angels are saying, but Wendy, you know what? That's only an illusion, because what you have to do is just step back, and you're going to see things from a different point of view, and you're going to be able to look at the situation a little bit more rationally. They're saying, hon, it's not as bad as it seems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're never alone. There's always help there. All you have to do is ask. Call upon the angels. I'm getting that, you know, if you're not, you know, like, if you're feeling like this is not, you know, the place that you're supposed to be, it's getting really bad, you're the key to changing the situation, hon. Okay? You have the ability to change it. You're a very hard worker, the angels are saying. But what I'm getting, they're saying sort of like your mojo sort of like comes and it goes. And if you miss breakfast, you don't work as good as when you eat breakfast, is what the angels are saying, hon.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you try to eat your breakfast, is what I'm getting, okay? But I'm getting that you're going to have professional and financial success, hon. So please do not worry, okay? A lot of reasons to celebrate. I don't know if you were thinking about possibly studying something, because I see, like, getting a little bit more education. There's a lot of books around you, hon.
Well, I'm 65. I'm always open to learning. I love to learn. And
you know what? We should always keep learning. But I'm getting, you know, like, your dreams are going to be fulfilled. You, like you said again, you are a very hard worker. I see success around you, hon, okay? I'm getting like rainbow after rainbow around you. So there's a lot of rainbows around you. And with that being said, with the rainbows, I see Archangel Raziel. So Archangel Raziel is with you and going to help you as we're connecting, hon.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay. But I'm also getting, hon, do you meditate? Because it's really important that you meditate. That's going to help you to gain a little bit more clarity.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting the letter H around you. I don't know, like, it's usually a person. If it doesn't make sense, just hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, again, Archangel Raziel, he, you know, he appears sometimes, like, in rainbow colors, okay? And the rainbow, when you see a rainbow, it's, you know, a combination of, like, many colors. And it's a very powerful sign, okay? So what it's doing for you now, it's sort of giving you that regenerating energy for you to really, like, to get back on your path, okay? And just please lighten up a little bit. You're going to feel happier. You're going to feel a little bit more alive. You're going to open yourself up to the realms of spirit so that the angels could come in and connect with you and help you with your creativity, okay?
Yes. How soon do you see me working?
Okay. I'm right now, I'm not going to be able to give you, like, a time frame, hon, because of the, you know, we're getting towards, like, the end of the show. But there are a couple things that do depend on, like, what you do. You have to really believe in yourself. You've got to do, you know, a little bit of meditating to get a little bit more clear. But I'm getting, like, sort of, like, within a month, okay? Things are going to get better within a month. So I hope that helped you, and I'm going to turn you over. We have James and Eileen yet, hon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Bless you, hon.
Thank you.
James,
hi,
are
Wendy.
You there?
Yes.
Yes,
hi,
I am.
Wendy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, nice to meet you. Quite worried.
Oh, no. Don't worry, Wendy. A couple of things that I got for you, and I love what DC shared because I think I'm going to reiterate what she shared. But I'm going to ask you a question. And the reason I'm going to ask you the question, I know the answer to this question, but I'm asking you this question because I want you to own the truth of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a sensitive person, or in other terms, are you an empath?
Very much so.
Okay, because a part of the reason why you're not finding the employment or the employment isn't opening up to you is because you're like a walking antenna right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, and if you notice, there are a number of things happening in our universe right now. A lot of shifts are being made, and you're picking up a lot of energy. You're picking up and broadcasting a lot of energy. So the first thing I want to advise you and encourage you to do is to clear your energy, okay? And you have to make this an everyday practice, not to say that you're not doing it already. But if there's anything else that you can add, other elements like gym work, stones, and smudging your home, and smudging it regularly, if there's anything in meditation, if there's anything that you think you can add to what you're doing to clear yourself and to clear your energy, please do so, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's good to be an empath, but we want to be able to manage our sensitivity, and I'm raising both of my hands because I'm an empath, and I know that both of these beautiful goddesses, they're empaths too, and so we know the importance of managing our energy, okay, because that's really important in terms of you finding employment or you actualizing employment. Please make sure you're doing everything to stay grounded, and please make sure you're doing everything to stay protected. You can call on the Archangel Michael if you haven't been doing so already, to help you stay centered with who you are and where you are. Second thing that I want to share with you, and I share this very often when folks ask about employment, you have to remember that there's a universal law that's always present. And I'm not talking just about the law of attraction. I'm talking about the law of supply and demand. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
Yeah. So for every supply, there's a demand. And then for every demand, there's a supply. Well, Wendy, you have skills, experiences, and talents that's in demand. You are walking supply. Okay, do you know this? You are walking, living, breathing supply. And there is a manager right now who needs you. There's a manager scratching their head and their butt right now saying, God, I wish I had you. I wish I had an employee like this.
Yes.
And by this, I mean that they wish that they had someone of your integrity, someone who works hard just like you, someone who's a team player just like you, someone with excellent customer service just like you, someone with the work history and experience just like you. Okay? I used to work at a vocational training center for adults for 2 years, and this is the conversation I had with them all the time. Instead of focusing on lack, I need you and I encourage you to focus on the fact that you are a walking, living, breathing supply. If you can make that shift, if you can make that shift, and if you can start cleaning house, so to speak, in terms of managing your sensitivity, you will actualize employment for yourself. Now, here's a practice. When you're done smudging your home or you're done grounding or you're done using the stones, I want you to sit down and take a look at your resume. And if you need to go on something like Fiverr.com and get someone else to objectively look at your resume, do it. Allow them to look at your resume, look at your cover letter, and see how it can match the integrity of who you are and what you are. And then apply to the jobs that sing and resonate with you the most. When you look at those job postings, find the ones that stick out to you the most and makes you most excited about applying to. And don't make applying for a job a full-time job. Do it for a few hours a day and then go off and live your life. Because there's so much of the negative and the stress and the worry. And, you know, it's just so much. It balls up and it starts to escalate and manifest. No, don't do it. You say to yourself, I'm only going to apply for a job for at least 30 minutes or an hour, and that's it. I'm going to go off and live my life, and I'm going to find some joy in it. And I'm only going to give energy to the jobs that excite me the most because I'm a living, breathing, walking supply. And there is, without a shadow of a doubt, a demand. Someone is looking for me, and I'm going to make it easy for them to find me.
Yeah.
If you make that shift, just make that shift. Manage your sensitivity and then make that shift, you'll actualize employment.
I hope so, because financially I don't know what I'm going to do pretty soon if I don't start bringing
there's
a
no
paycheck.
Hope. Oh, no, no, there's no hope, because the card I pulled for you is the prosperity card. So just as DCRE enrated for you, prosperity belongs to you because you are a walking, living, breathing supply. And because you exist, there is a demand. A supply can't exist unless there's a demand. So there is an employer out there, several employers out there, who need you. Just make it easy for them to find you. And you make it easy for them to find you with a shift in your attitude. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome.
All right. And, Wendy, what I have for you today is that really you need to kind of get out of the traditional viewpoints. I understand that, you know, working in the insurance field and insurance processing may be what you've done for years and years, but it might just be an opportunity for you to try something different for just a couple of years, just something new, something different, something out of the box. If one job, you know, that you can, you know, keep trying to apply for isn't coming through, then let the universe know that you are willing to work at no matter what it is. If we close our minds to opportunities, then we close ourselves off to what can be. And so what I was hearing was open yourself up to new opportunities. If it is simply a job that you need, get, you know, try for a different job, anything to help meet ends. As you tell the universe that you want to work, that you're willing to work, you'll do whatever work you can just so you can work, then the universe, you know, will be a little more lenient and may end up offering you or aligning you with that which you really, really desire, which is, you know, to work in a field that you already know really very, very well.
One of the things that I was also hearing is you have to let things go a little bit. Look at things. I know I told a caller this about 4 or 5 times, callers ago, and that was to be a little more childlike. One of the things that we are asked to do is to be a little more childlike, be a little more playful, be a little more playful in the ideas of the types of jobs that you'd be willing to work for. Age has nothing to do with being playful or desiring to share in that childlike energy. And so that's what I'm being told to tell you is just be a little more playful and childlike in the awe and wonder of what you can do. And just, you know, stay focused on working on the bigger picture of getting a job rather than only getting a job doing one thing, because those viewpoints right now aren't serving you as well. I'm also told that, you know, if you don't, that you should work with crystals. Go to a crystal shop and find a crystal that you really, really resonate with. Read about it, find out what it means, and then, you know, put that on your altar and ask whatever angels or archangels that are represented by that particular crystal to help walk with you on this path of trying to find suitable employment. And that's the other thing, is ask for suitable employment rather than a specific, you know, rigid viewpoint of what you can possibly do. Have suitable employment. There may be other things that other areas in a place that you could fulfill that might be not quite doing what you have been doing, but are still nonetheless opportunities. So really, you know, just kind of open yourself up for those new things. Because if you're working on an uphill battle, it's like beating a dead horse to death. And if that's not working, well, we got to get out of our way and work with something else. I'm also hearing, you know, I've got both Archangel Sandalphon and Gabriel coming in. And as I told the last caller, Archangel Gabriel really is about giving voice to your desires. So if what you're doing at work is just for employment and not about the desire of what you'd really like to do in life, give voice to your desires and see if that doesn't bring you in suitable employment. And so those are the messages that I'm hearing for you, and that's what I have to share with you today, Wendy. I hope that resonates with you.
Well, I appreciate it. And actually, I spoke to a recruiter today about doing something different, but in the healthcare field, but not necessarily call center. And it would be like a 90-day spot, but it would be something. And also, yesterday I applied online for Verizon Wireless customer service, which is definitely not medical, but it's customer service. And a recruiter emailed me back immediately and wanted me to take a test. I don't know how I did on the test, but I asked him to let me know. I haven't heard from him. But so I have an open mind, and I love the
So that's pretty much what this reading went along. This reading went along with exactly that.
So
just be open. Be open to what the universe has to deliver for you, because maybe it's, you know, we all need different lessons in life. That's part of our progression here on Earth. And you've learned a lot of lessons doing what you've already been doing. So maybe now it's time to shake it up and do something a little bit different for a little while. And so anyway, also DC referred to maybe getting a little training or education, and, you know, doing something different, not in the field that you've been doing, is going to allow you to do a little bit of training, a little bit of education. Anyway, that's what we have for you tonight, and we want to thank you for giving us a call, Wendy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye.
Well, that brings us really down to the end of our show tonight. And James, I want to really thank you for coming on board with us. It was a joy to have you here today. I believe our callers just opened their hearts and really loved you. I know I did. And I want to thank you again for coming with us. DC, thank you for being my co-host. And I want to tell both James and DC, I love you.
I love you.
Oh,
thank you. Thank
this
you.
This has been just like
and
a
I
present
to
today.
Always,
James,
you.
This has been such a gift, James. Thank you for joining us. And thank you, everyone, for listening and calling in. We love
all right.
you all.
And real quick, James,
thank
can you. You tell everybody how to get a hold of you real quick?
Sure. They can all reach me on Facebook. It's my full government name, James P. as in Paul Jackson Jr. You can always shoot me a message. I'm also on Twitter as Spirit Coach JP. You can always shoot me a message there too. And I've just really enjoyed myself. You two are goddesses, and I really appreciate you opening up your space for me. Thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you for joining us. Good night. I love you.
Good night, everyone.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.